This morning's scripture comes from John 10. And John 10, 1 through 10 says this: "Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs over it in another way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he has brought all of his own, he goes on ahead of them. And his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." This is the word of God for the people of God. Let's pray. Lord, we are grateful. We're grateful for being loved and tended to by Jesus Christ. May we hear your voice today and listen closely in spite of my own. May we draw near. May we come to be fed and cared for. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Sheep are one of the most delicate and helpless animals on a farm. Lambs are even more helpless and delicate. And honestly, they're just a little wee bit bigger than these artificial ones. You can pick them up and carry them around and do whatever you need to. Sometimes the mother might have twins. And because of that, sometimes the mother will only own one of those twins. And that means that the shepherd will have to bottle feed or find another you being a mama sheep, to tend to that sheep. Now, it becomes a process. Because, let's face it, bottle feeding means you'll be out there several times a day to bottle feed that little critter, because that's where it gets all of its nutrients in the beginning. And so if that sheep is to be kept alive, you have to continuously feed it on a schedule and perhaps not on yours. Now, this schedule, because they're so teeny weeny and tiny, at first it's every couple hours, and then it's every 3 to 4 hours, round the clock. It's not an easy schedule. It's like having a newborn all over again for those of you who have had newborns. It's time consuming. It's all enveloping. It puts you into this path of being completely responsible for another life. You say, well, what's a sheep? I mean, So you lose a lamb, right? So you lose a lamb. Well, if you're a shepherd, if you are a sheep farmer, that's your income that you're throwing away. That's your livelihood that you're throwing away. Not to mention, it's another life. That lamb is precious. There's more to it than that. Sheep aren't the brightest of animals. And sheep get themselves into more trouble than you can ever shake a stick at. Hence the reason why they carry the big stick, because you need it. Sometimes you need to keep them away from a crook, like a crook in a tree, because they're not even smart enough not to get hung up on a tree branch. I've seen it. I've had to deal with it. So keeping them in the fence is important. They weren't building a whole lot of fences back in Jesus' day, though. So you learned to be ever more careful. If you were fortunate, you might have a good dog. And yes, they still have the competitions for sheepdogs today. Now, a dog, you can teach it how to come around and go around the edge of their herd, and you can say come right or gee or ha to the left. All these little things. Jesus said in John that he is the good shepherd. Because once again, they just weren't quite getting it. They weren't quite getting it, those that he was speaking to. Now, it's a whole lot easier to go through a gate than it is to be jumping fences. And when you go through the gate, you're welcome to come in and out of a gate, right? But if you're jumping the fence, more than likely, you're not supposed to be there. If you're jumping the fence, more than likely, you're not wanting to be seen by the shepherd. If you're jumping the fence, you're doing something that you weren't supposed to be doing. You weren't invited. One of the other interesting things about shepherds, especially in the Middle East and in the Holy Lands, is they have stone corrals and they have caves all over the place. And these caves are there because that the ground, being limestone, it has eroded away. And if they took other stones and built a corral, you make it so there is only one way in and one way out. That way, each shepherd could lay down in front of that door, in front of that gate. Once again, if you aren't coming by the gate and you're jumping the fence, something's wrong. There have been people in our lives that have led us astray. Right? We hear the wrong voice and we start following that voice. Or we hear this other entity that we hear something that we like, And we follow. We hang on to that. Oh, that sounds good. Sometimes, though, hearing those other voices, if you're not doing your homework and comparing them to what the voice of the Lord has commanded us, in other words, if you don't look at what the Bible says and say, does this person's truth, does this person's speech equal into what God has told me? Then that person is leading you astray. Ever been left astray? Ever felt like you've been left astray or out in the wilderness somewhere? Oh, boy, have I ever. And I'm pretty sure a lot of us have felt that way, where we have yearned for somebody just to reach out that stick and pull us back in. Sometimes we have to be dragged kicking and screaming, though, too. Never have to do that? Yeah, I've done that. As a person, I've needed to be dragged back kicking and screaming. But I think I've probably pulled some people to safety while they were kicking and screaming, too. Jesus says that he is the way. You know my voice. You know my voice. Now, we've had sheep, and my kids have raised them for 4-H. We've had pigs, cows. I grew up with horses. Even had goats, dogs, cats, you name it. We've had it. And after my ex-husband had left, when the kids were still, some of the kids were still small, one was an adult, one was a teenager. My middle child is a girl just like me, about the same height as I am. She can talk to animals, and they listen to her. She just has a way with them. Even those great big couple thousand pound steers and heifers, which that's her favorite, they like to listen to her. And Daniel, for the longest time, because he was so little, his voice hadn't changed yet. And Alex had already grown up and moved. And so these particular animals of mine, they were so used to hearing female voices or little kid voice. In other words, all high-pitched and squeaky. Which meant anytime my dad came over to help with something, they didn't listen to him. They had a man's voice. Oh, I called them the same way that my granddad would call, my dad would call, everything else. So I had the, come on, down by heart. And it sounded just like that, only louder. Come on. One of the neighbors called his by, suck, 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 suck. So we always knew that it was a different person calling. Jesus calls us. Come on. Come on. And he wants to love us. But there's always something that's going to be pulling at us in the opposite direction. Could be your friends, your family, could be your work, could be your neighbors, could be a job. And it's not that Jesus doesn't want you to feed yourself, because he most certainly does. He wants you to have a roof over your head. But sometimes we need to get to know his voice first to be fed, to follow. Oh, does that mean that there aren't still sheepies that die? That there aren't still predators? Yes. If you saw the news last night, even the best of situations, something can go wrong. Even when you have the most trained of people, things can go wrong. But the good news is the shepherd never left. The shepherd stays right there to keep calling you by name. Don't let those thieves and robbers take you away. Come on. Come on. Be fed. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you today that you continue to feed us. And while we don't carry around big sticks with ourselves anymore, there's still those predators out there. Those people who lead each of us astray, and sometimes it is by the thousands, and it's just by little, by little, by little. When we start to hear the things that we want to hear, if that wasn't true, Lord, we would never have had World War II. Help us to discern with wisdom the true voice that we're listening to. And when we question what that voice is, may we turn to you and ask you, is this your voice, Lord? Is this what you want of us? Is this how we are to be fed? And Lord, watch over each of us. Protect us. Just as the shepherd protects the sheep. Protect our hearts and our minds. We pray this day, Lord. Amen.